A lot of work has gone into downtown Medford in recent years, from the building of a new library to the expansion of Rogue Community College to the location of Lithia Motors' new headquarters building on the Commons. Things look different, but there are still some nips and tucks a few people would like to see to spiff things up in downtown Medford. One idea, an Economic Improvement District, or EID, did not fly. So let's talk about what happened there and what might happen next. Diane Raymond is the Executive Director of the Metro Medford Downtown Association. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be here.
So tell us about the Metro Medford Association itself and what it's all about.
You know, the Metro Medford Association has been around for over 20 years. We are, for lack of a better way to say it, the guardians of downtown. There is no other organization that focuses solely on revitalizing and creating a vibrant and thriving downtown. That's our goal, to create that cooperative business environment, to support business owners and property owners, and put feet on the street.
I have to believe over 20 years, though, you've probably seen your membership shift fairly frequently.
We have. We've had a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and we persevere. You know, revitalizing a downtown and bringing it to the point you want to see it get to, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a long-range plan.
This is a discussion that, come to think of, we've been having for nearly 30 years now, because it's been 29 since the Rogue Valley Mall opened.
Right.
In 1986.
Right.
I was here to see that happen, and that made a bit of a difference in what was offered in downtown Medford. What are some of the basic ideas about what people see for the role of downtown Medford?
You know, I think what needs to happen, or what is most apparent when you visit downtown Medford, is that our Medford Urban Renewal Agency in the city has spent millions of dollars in infrastructure and facade improvements in making the bricks and mortar an attractive downtown. And we have a wonderful historic district as well. The piece that I think has always been missing, and more so, it's more apparent now than ever, is there needs to be that ongoing marketing and promotion campaign that is reminding people of everything there is to do, all of the wonderful businesses that are on Main Street in downtown Medford. So marketing and promotion, I think, is at the top of the list. I always liken it to you're going to throw a party, but you forget to send invitations. How would anybody come? So I think that's critical for us.
And that has been the role of the Metro Medford Association and its previous name, anyway. The association.
It's many alliterations.
Right.
Yes, it has been. And you know, one of the things we do is every year we bring over 20,000 people to downtown Medford through different events that we do. So that is our focus, is promotion, marketing, bringing people. But we are also concerned about what Main Street Medford looks like. You know, you mentioned earlier some big changes that have happened. Most notable, we have the new Commons area, which is this beautiful central gathering place. And, of course, the Lithia headquarters. We've got what's called One West Main now, which is the home of several companies that have decided to relocate back downtown, bringing several hundred employees, as well as our new county services building. So the bar has been raised. You've got these beautiful new destinations downtown, and everything in between them, running from one end to the other, needs to be as beautiful, as well lit, as well marketed. And that's what we had hoped the EID would do. We would have the funding to finally take care of those projects, that there is no one else there that's going to do it. We know that Muir is sunsetting.
That's the Medford
Urban Renewal Agency. Even sooner than we probably thought. We are that champion of downtown that wants to take that role on and say, okay, what's missing? What do merchants want to see? What would they like to see? What do property owners want to see? That's what we've been working on for 2 years.
Diane Raymond is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Executive Director at the Metro Medford Downtown Association. Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email, or check us out on Facebook. You got the picture of the two of us. We'll deal with that later, but just the one of you. So how much money would the Economic Improvement District concept have brought in if it had passed?
It would have generated just around $300,000 over a three-year period. So about $100,000 a year. You know, it's not a million, but it certainly is enough to get going with the projects that need to happen. And that money in the EID was tied to very specific projects. Just because we didn't move forward with the EID does not mean we don't need to find a way to do those projects. 35% of that budget would have gone to marketing and promotion events. 25% would have gone to beautification. 20% admin, those costs that are associated with executing these programs, and 20% to maintenance. Maintenance being, tree wells, benches, things, awning cleanings, you know, power cleaning the streets, those kinds of things that need to happen. We have some businesses and property owners that do a phenomenal job of taking care of what's in front of their business, and we have others that don't. It all needs to look good. So those monies would have been spent on those specific projects. Now, under beautification, when you drive down Main Street, if there's flower baskets year-round that look like you're vibrant and it's, you know, open for business, same thing. At Christmas time, we have no lights. We have no lights the whole year. There need to be lights in the trees all the way down Main Street. Things that, while they may sound like, oh, is that going to fix anything? You know, from a point of, you know, economic development, recruitment and retention, when you drive down a Main Street and it doesn't look like it's happening, it sends a message. If I were a business looking to open, I'd want to see, what does it look like at the holidays? What, you know, how attractive is the face of downtown? So those things need to happen.
What kind of a budget do you have right now from membership? I mean, is there anything available to do these sorts of things from within what you have available to you in the Metro Medford Downtown Association?
No, there is not. We are a 501c4. We are a very small organization. A lot of people don't realize our budget currently allows for one part-time staff person.
That's you, right?
Who works 80 hours a week. There's a lot of work to be done. And we're volunteer-driven, membership and volunteer-driven, and our events. So that's where our funding comes from, membership and whatever we produce from an event, which, you know, serves many purposes. Mostly it brings people downtown and puts feet on the street. So we operate right now. Our budget is about just around $80,000 a year. It's pretty small. We also operate under what's called the Main Street Program, which is a national program. And in Oregon, almost every thriving downtown I can think of operates under what's called the Main Street model, which has a four-point approach, is very successful when followed. And its guidelines say that revenue should come from membership, events, and city. So a third, a third, and a third. We are looking at that right now, if there is possibly any funding through the city. It's critical that we come up with a way to do these projects.
So the idea was that the property owners within the Economic Improvement District would have had to go along with this, and it was weighted based on the amount of square footage or something they had?
The assessment method was gross square footage of the property within the defined district. And what was so difficult with this, on March 19th was our second hearing, which was the make or break date. On Tuesday, which that day is Thursday, March 19th. On Tuesday, we were sitting at only an 11% objection rate. In order for it to proceed, it had to be 33% or less of the assessed value of the district. And we were very happy because from the first hearing to the second hearing, it had actually dropped in terms of objection. Mm-hmm. Went from 21% to 11%. We felt like we'd really done our homework. We'd met with property owners. We'd had in-depth conversations. They were on board. They were getting it. They saw the need for it. Tuesday afternoon, we were notified by the city that they had received a packet of letters that were from an attorney who is not within the district. And he had basically done a form letter, filled out the property owner's name and address, all the same handwriting. And the letter then went on to say, we object to the creation of this district for four reasons. All four reasons were grossly inaccurate. Things like, it's illegal to create an economic improvement district in the state of Oregon. Well, there's probably 60 economic improvement. I mean, just points that were absolutely false and misleading. Some of them were signed by the property owners. Some were signed by him for them. And these came in 2 days before, and it was just enough to push us over the 33% threshold and kill it.
So it went down. The Economic Improvement District didn't work. Diane Raymond, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a couple minutes left here with her, 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. I'm sure somebody's probably thinking, well, what about Medford Urban Renewal Authority money before Mura sunsets? I mean, is there anything available for the kinds of things you're talking about?
You know, to my knowledge, there's nothing that's on the table at this point. So we are, as I say, we're not ready to give up. We're going to move forward. And this is a time, you know, whenever you have a defeat, you've got to look at the other side of it, which is people rally and people find new ways to do this. So I hope that this is going to bring people together to say, hey, there's some work that needs to happen for downtown. Let's band together and make it happen.
Okay, we have a call here from Seth in Central Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Diane Raymond from the Metro Medford Downtown Association.
MMDA for short.
Okay.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, and I'd just like to see like a planetarium or even an arboretum, something that makes it like a destination even for locals, you know, with all the light pollution. I come from an area where, you know, we could look up and we used to be able to, you know, count every constellation that was out there. But here in the city, you can't really appreciate that as much with what's above us during the night.
Mm-hmm. So you actually want to
I'd like to see downtown.
So actually a dark part of the city is what you'd like to see.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that, Seth. Appreciate it. That must be something relatively new. Certainly in a bit of a contrast to what you're talking about with trying to get pretty lights downtown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, all of the wonderful suggestions that we get from folks, no matter how diverse, comes down to money, resources to do it.
Let's take another call from Heidi in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Diane Raymond.
Hi. My biggest problem with Medford is that we have changed from the two-hour parking possibilities to one-hour parking. And I know a lot of people that are really turned off by it. It is not an invitation to linger. If that's what a person wants to do, you want to go down, maybe have lunch, and then stroll down Main Street or whatever, you have to either buy a ticket ahead of time or you have to run back and add some more money or whatever. And it's just turns people off. It's not just me. There are a lot of people that say, why are we doing this? It really doesn't invite people to come and stay in Medford.
Okay, thanks for the thoughts, Heidi. Diane, what is the current parking situation? Has it changed in recent years?
You know, I will be very forthcoming on this. I think we have more of a parking perception problem than a real parking problem. Most cities want to have a parking problem because that means your businesses are full of patrons. You can find a spot to park downtown. That's not the issue. I think the issue is the amount of time, as Heidi was talking about. And yet there are a lot of people that would want to see it more convenient, make it a little bit easier to stay longer. There are, you know, we have a lot of different places to park with different time limits. You can add money to some of those places. You know, simply there's an app for it, and you can say, I need another hour or two, and it's very inexpensive. But at the end of the day, while I say there is a parking perception problem, that's not something that's within our control to fix. We certainly make the city aware of the feedback we get from our business owners and our patrons that come downtown. But that's a parking commission issue. So I encourage people to attend parking commission meetings and write in.
Sounds like you need to do some rebuilding of bridges with people within other entities that can affect what goes on downtown.
Absolutely.
What about grants? I mean, outside of things that might come from the Medford Urban Renewal Authority, what sorts of other funding sources could you tap that wouldn't necessarily come directly from the city, but from perhaps other governments, foundations, anyplace else that might do the kinds of things you're talking about?
You know, there are some grants out there. Most of them pertain to structural improvements, you know, facade improvements, those kinds of things. Again, brick and mortar is something everybody understands. The minute you get into the world of marketing and promotion and events, it's not quite as tangible for most people, and they don't always understand the need for those dollars. There aren't those kind of grants out there right now. There is, however, a bill coming down right now that, when it's all said and done, if it passes, will create, again, some funding, about $5 million in grants. But most of them will be, again, about structural improvements and some of that might fall into the economic development scheme, though, and then that might be applicable. So,
which sounds similar to a lot of situations we get into with government entities, where there's always money for the initial construction, for the creation
right.
of buildings,
mm-hmm.
the capital part of things, but as, in terms of the operations part of things, just the day-to-day maintenance, upkeep, all that sort of thing, it's a lot harder to come by that money, it seems.
It is. And again, I just think, you know, we live in a world where we want to see very visible, tangible things that are, I get buildings, I get there's an awning, I get it looks better. And that's why the beautification piece from this EID was very important. It sends a message that says, we're alive, we're open for business. But that marketing piece, that ongoing telling people what you're all about and what you have to offer is critical.
Okay, before we go, you just had Pear Blossom behind you. What's the next big event for downtown Medford?
Downtown Art and Sound, September 11th and 12th. Wonderful event that really promotes the best of our local music scene, best of the artists around the region, and really helps put Medford on the map as a cultural destination. So we partner with our theaters and brings a lot of people out, and two-day music festival.
Okay,
what
Downtown
could be more
Art
fun?
Sound, September 11th and 12th.
You bet.
Diane Bentley-Raymond is the executive director of the Metro Medford Downtown Association. Why does that always tongue-tie me? MMDA, though. We'll go there.
There you go.
Diane, thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me on.